beat the shit out of those guys that were walking up the path. Because Automon can't keep his mouth shut. That's usually why heifer fights start. But anyway, we did it. We beat up them, and then they went away. And now we're going to go fight a dragon turtle. It's going to be great. Let's roll.
That man's need for nothing willed heaven into existence.
You gotta go to.
It willed.
Did you see the movie? It was like the Aliens prequel. It would describe this.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what they're talking about.
I don't either. We're in a simulation.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about.
Well, that one test did not help.
No, it didn't.
No.
The electron.
They ran this test and they were like, if it does this, then that's a positive sign that we're in a simulation. And they ran it and it did that. Yeah. And they were like, uh oh.
Total simulation.
It's called the triple slit.
I did the triple slit experiment
with your mom. Hey.
I thought the triple slit experiment was quantum. I didn't think that was simulation.
Prometheus.
Okay. So the
I liked Prometheus.
It was like the prequel to Aliens.
Yeah, it was really good.
It made sense. No.
I liked it.
The triple slit is where they put three slits in a.
They're called women.
How dare you?
In lead, and they fire electrons through it. And they say in some cases electrons act like particles, and in some cases they act like waves. Right. But if you observe it. They act like particles, but if you don't observe it, they act like waves.
Oh, I have heard of this. Yeah, I have heard of this.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why I thought it was a quantum experiment.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, kind of, yeah.
Whatever.
Small.
Yeah, they're doing things that I don't really understand, and they said it's not good.
You could use that phrase for a lot of different topics for you.
It's like they're doing math. I don't understand that.
Second of all, true.
Okay, so you guys are...
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Any birds.
Not any birds.
Go Bird Flu.
All birds.
So you guys get humans.
Go Avian Flu.
If we get a new bird flu and we get to stay home again for a
month.
Oh,
yes!
Sorry.
That'd be pretty sweet.
I didn't mean to get excited about the pandemic.
We get to stay home as much as we want.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't have no social obligations.
Yes, then I don't have to worry about leaving the house.
Social obligations.
It is a win. It is a win.
I have to go to my fucking cousin's redneck fucking cousin's party.
Can I come?
Can you take pictures?
We do fuck cousins.
It's in Virginia, first of
all. Oh my god.
Yeah. Can I come?
You can, yeah.
Dude, let's do it.
You gotta wear a mag.
Can we go and play D&D with them?
It's Amy's cousin, first off. They're, like, just the worst fucking rednecks. Like, her one cousin at my... when my sister-in-law passed away at the funeral, she made a big scene and like got drunk and was like crying about her own life.
Yes. What else are you supposed to do?
She threw herself on the coffin.
No, she wasn't crying about that. She was crying about how messed up her life is.
Love
she didn't
it.
Like. She wasn't even acknowledging that someone just died.
Well, I mean, that's what you go for. Dead. Why does it matter? She has real.
That's
problems.
What funerals are for.
I didn't really care.
My whole thing of funerals is to get tanked and watch people like that. Like, that's the whole goal.
So that's, it's her house, and Amy's
and
like,
to avoid the body. I don't want to be around the body.
I can't say that. My wife, please cut
my way.
You said her name before.
please cut that.
You don't cut wives' names.
So, what the fuck am I saying?
Amy of anywhere,
cousins.
USA. Go Birds.
Yeah, the cousin, she's like, they came to the kids' graduation, so we have to go to this party. I'm like, no, that's not the same.
The tit for tat thing.
I said, that's not the same. She's like, we gotta go. I'm like, I really don't want to go. Like, I don't want to go.
Why wouldn't she just go?
That's what I said. You can go. And she's like, no, you never go anywhere.
That's fair.
Yeah. You don't go anywhere.
Don't take her fucking side.
I mean, your family goes on vacations without you.
Yeah.
God, that sounds awesome.
Wouldn't you want to go on a vacation without me? I'm the worst.
I do. All my vacations are without you.
On a vacation? I am the worst.
I bet if we went on a vacation, you'd have a great time.
Why can't you just go? It wouldn't be
the vacation that you get dragged on with your family.
Right. Like, they take me to fucking Disney World. I don't want to go
beach.
To Disney World.
I actually like
beach.
Disney World. I like it. It's nice.
Yeah, it's because you're fucking Goofy.
Oh! And Goofy, you don't call him back either.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Ghosted him.
Fuck that dog.
I think he's a cow.
Of course.
We
he's a dog.
We established that he's a canine. They don't classify him as a dog.
Because Pluto's a dog and he's treated like a slave.
Right.
Okay, he's treated like a dog.
Right. Whoa. But then they have a dog that is treated like a human.
Yes, because one wears pants. Do you not know the rules of Disney? It's the pants.
God. Donald Duck doesn't
wear
pants.
Yeah, Donald Duck doesn't wear pants. Yeah, what's going on there? So his giant corkscrew duck dick can just be
hanging out there.
Wow.
He's just fucking screwing people on.
Good for them.
You know why they have corkscrew penises?
So the girls can't get away.
That's right.
Well, because the girl duck vaginas have twisted themselves so they couldn't get raped. So the duck
they
penis
figured out
has
a way to
corkscrewed to get in there anyway.
Gotcha, bitch.
Life,
so does the duck, like, turn?
Like, yeah, when it, yeah, the corkscrews out, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yikes.
Where there's a will, there's a way, baby.
Your mom didn't like when I stuck a corkscrew up her.
Yikes.
Ew, they used to do that for lynches.
I can't see that. I can't see that.
That's terrible.
Did they? How do you know that?
Oh, dude, they used to do some fucked up shit.
Love the cork on the
corkscrews and breast meat. Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, they did that to black women during lynching. They would corkscrew the breast meat.
I know.
Yeah, why are you up.
You're telling us this, and
this
yet
is just
you
the porn he watches.
Yeah, he watches some weird shit.
Yet you won't let me talk. Are you farting?
No, I'm just thinking about it. This is why I can't think about these things.
Because he gets a boner.
Poop or corkscrews?
We were,
What?
She's bringing poop into this. Poop was never part of the conversation.
Are we not?
No.
My bad.
We're not talking about poop?
She's like, I would take it back.
That's for the other podcast we're making. Not this one.
Yes, we already it's another one.
It's called Dixie that. Poops.
That would be amazing.
Just bring the microphone into the bathroom.
Yes, there would be so much to discuss.
Of listeners.
Oh my God, it sounds like she dumped a bag of potatoes in the toilet.
Sure enough, double stuff.
I heard a beer open. She's drinking a beer in there?
Yes, yes, she is.
Is that chips? You can't eat chips while you're pooping.
Sure you can.
You can do anything.
What a woman.
They're stromboli flavored.
They're very oily. You have to be careful.
Do you ever have the Stromboli flavor? That was good. Limited time. It's pretty with good. Ours. They were awesome. They were
that's a real
really
flavor?
Good.
Oh, yeah. It was
there was good. A limited time flavor they did.
They also had roast pork. That was one, too.
Yeah, I didn't have that one.
That was pretty good, too. The Stromboli one was way better, though.
Yeah.
So Dylan's girlfriend's dad works at a Lay's, like somewhere within Lay's. So we get, like, just the weirdest chips.
Like all the experimental chips.
Yeah, all the experimental chips. They're so fucking weird. He brings them in. He puts them into, like, the pantry. And I'm like, I'm not going to eat these. Like, stop bringing these home. I'm not going to eat.
I'm not going to eat these formaldehyde chips.
Just, like, I can't even tell you what they are because I just look at it. I was like, who's eating this? Like, I don't even understand what's happening.
Sometimes they come up with flavors and you're like, is that something people have been clamoring for?
Yeah, it's real weird.
Semen flavored.
There's that one skit where
salt and vinegar.
The CEO of
the Oreo.
Oreo, yeah, that's and he's a great like, one. We did it.
That was
we
great.
Made the perfect cookie.
I know you're so all
stop
upset.
Stop screwing with the cookie. Like, what if we do a cookies and cream Oreo? He's like, that's what an Oreo is.
It was really good.
We were watching some show last night on Netflix, some like romantic comedy or whatever. And this woman's in the grocery store. She's talking to this guy who's a famous actor. He's like, I haven't been in a grocery store in like 10 years. Like, I can't go to them. Like, what's there? She's like, well, I'm in the Oreo aisle. She's just naming all the different flavors of Oreos.
Obscene.
I was like, dude, it's so true.
It's
like, they had birthday cake Oreo, which tasted like Oreos.
A lot of them do. Like,
they made
like
Oreo Coke. Have you had this? No, not like Coca-Cola.
It tastes like Oreos.
It's got a piece of cookie in it.
So hot.
I mean, it was basically just like vanilla Coke, except it had a little bit of a different aftertaste.
Well, a lot of, like, the only ones that are like really, really different are the ones that are like fruit flavored.
Like watermelon
and gross.
One or
they're
whatever,
gross.
Yeah.
Like orange. Like orange.
John Stahl used to buy them all the time.
Well, of course he did. He's a monster.
He's a monster.
He also would get the burgers that had like the purple buns or whatever.
Yeah, then you would take pictures of a shit.
Yeah, because it would turn black.
Yeah, dirtpickles.com.
No, it's
gone. Yeah, it was a website.
It's not up anymore.
You couldn't afford it.
He's purged a lot of his footprint from the internet.
I would
now.
He
he's
should.
Now that he's an uppity up.
Is he? Oh,
now that he's a father.
Is he a director now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow! 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 It's yeah.
His team's an all-stars team.
All of his teams are
all.
Yeah, they're all the best.
Becoming a director. pretty tough.
Anywhere USA.
Of a large cable provider.
They're all over the place.
I love that running joke, and then you look at our logo, and it's like...
it's everything. It's like pretzels, it's flyers, Broad Street.
Cheese steaks.
Yeah.
The Liberty
All right, belt. Fine. You get to the lake.
Clearly, we were birthed from the mothership.
That's right.
Go Birds!
Go Birds. We gonna watch an Eagles game tomorrow?
Oh. I mean, I'm watching it with my family.
Fuck.
He's like, I wasn't planning on going
I'm
going
to tell my wife I'm watching it with you, and I'm going to go to
You
the
can
bar.
Come to my house.
Yeah, but your family's going to be there.
He doesn't want any
Yeah,
family.
But they're not your kids. That's right. That's the whole thing. Is like when it's
I
don't like
And you
kids,
curse in front of them, so I can say the N-word a lot.
Oh, what?
Like, that took a second for your brain to catch up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I do. They do know not to curse, but the N-word's a tough one. I do have a line in the sand there.
That's good. That's fantastic. Oh, Jesus I love Christ.
It's a very large lake.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
like
that turtle's like...
Can well, we draw like, the lake so we can focus?
Yeah. Well, hold on. Before we get to the lake, can we do a nature check? To see if any of us know anything extra about dragon turtles.
Sure.
Because I honestly don't know anything
I have a
about
plus one. I have a Should plus we all do a nature. Check or?
I will let someone assist someone to get advantage.
I have a plus three.
Glenn has a plus two.
Alright, so I would say that Glenn can assist Autumn.
That's probably the yeah.
Assist me, Poppy.
Mm. Oh,
nice.
Suck.
Seven.
You know that they
It's
are,
a lake, it's got water in it.
They look like partially like a dragon. And a little bit like a turtle.
No, okay.
But I don't know which parts
We've
are turtle.
Solved it.
I'll tell you that they look kind of like a gigantic snapping turtle.
Damn, those are ferocious.
But they're nasty.
Yeah, they're nasty. Mm-hmm. I don't like mm-hmm. this. Let's go find those other two guys.
Yeah, let's,
and be like,
yeah,
go
let's
kill
them. They were easy.
I'm going to take my rage against
so
them.
So we get to tell the cap, we go, Cap, does it usually come out of the water?
Yeah, we can bait it.
It doesn't fly, right? It's a turtle.
I can go kill some elves. I think there's some drow around. I can go kill some drow.
We should probably stick to surface elves.
Well, if he knew,
I don't know why there would be
that guy that we killed.
Yeah, well, I'll say you drag the guy.
I don't know why there would be drow around.
Well, you know
the
guy's the specter now.
Wait, is
he? No, well, no, the specter's
body's still there.
Body's still there. Sure.
And we point to him. We go, that used to be you.
He can't talk, so.
He's the perfect woman.
I stick an eight horn in his butt.
That got Dixie.
That was like the one there's like a video where this like woman goes up to her husband. She's just like, "Hey honey, tonight I think I want you to do whatever you want to me." He's like, "Ooh, okay. I'm gonna get a piece of tape and put it over your mouth." She's like, "Yeah," and he's like, "Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go play video games."
So he goes, You know they're pretty smart, right? You know they're like just as smart as like most humans.
Right? Well, anything.
I'm just letting you know that it's not like he's going to be coming out of the water and just attacking like a dumbass. He's going to.
That's
gonna
what we do.
Yeah. So what is? Okay. Yeah. That's a good point, though. What is our attack strategy? Like, we're not going to just attack this thing from a boat, right? I feel like that would.
But we're
going
to have to.
How big is the lake?
Or else it's going
to. It's a gigantic lake. Right. You're going to have to do it from.
Like, we got to pull it out of the water onto the beach.
Yeah. There's no boat.
Well, we can't pull it out of the water. It's
Lord.
Massive. Yeah.
Lord.
Well, that's what we got.
All right. So we can have. Automon, we can cover him in stakes.
It's a good idea. I like this plan so far.
No. I've we'll made it through so much, I'm not going to die by Zod's hand.
It's not my hand, you'd be eaten by a turtle.
Well, you just said you were going to make me into steaks.
No, I'm not going to make you into steaks, I was going to tie steaks to you.
Oh.
To make you delicious.
I am delicious.
Okay.
Steve Pokemon is delicious.
So the, basically, this lake used to be connected to an ocean,
mm-hmm.
and that's
global warming.
You know, no, there's no global warming.
Oh,
we don't.
Sounds lovely.
but there was an earthquake, and this lake got cut off. This dragon turtle got stuck here, so he's pretty pissed off, and he's
ornery.
He wants to eat anything. Like he's hungry, obviously. So, pretty much anyone that comes near the lake, he's going to either attack or try.
Oh, there we go. If we just jerk off on the side of the lake.
Okay. And also,
stop jerking off on the side of the lake.
Stop it! I live here.
No one puts boats out here anymore because you know
that doesn't work out for them.
So he's hungry and pissed a lot. Just so you know.
Okay.
Anywho,
I identify with this thing.
Yeah, if you bait him, he'll come out. Even though he's smart, he wants to eat.
All right,
so we'll use the dead body.
Yeah, so let's stab the body a couple times, and then we'll just like a shark. And we'll just.
I don't think you need to stab the body a couple times. It's stabbed
dead.
Up pretty
pretty
good.
Dead. It's pretty dead.
Automon stabs it.
Okay, of course he does. Yeah.
For the bloodletting.
Okay.
There's no blood left.
It's not all out.
mostly out.
There's still blood in there.
All right, so you throw the body in the water.
Can I summon my celestial? I have a 7th level spell, Conjure Celestial.
Sure. That's it.
It's a cowtool.
Oh, it's that snake with wings?
Yeah, it's the thingy, yeah.
What?
It's called a Q-U-O-T.
It's C-O-U-A-T-L, yeah. So good fucking luck.
He's a wrench.
It's a snake with wings.
That's fair. Oh, we need to
have my wrench.
Get a white token for Cap there.
Oh yeah, Cap's with us.
Mario in Lord of the Rings.
You fighting Cap?
What kind of fighter is Cap?
He's a
we'll spread out a little bit here.
He's got to be at least decent, right? If he's head of the guard,
he's very good, very high. Very high
Should level. We draw like a shoreline? Would that be prudent?
He is a
whatever.
It's allies a big lake, within so 30 feet. Gain advantage on initiative rolls.
Oh.
He's got. I made him pretty high level just in case you guys bought him.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Because he's probably going to turn on you.
He's probably going to what?
He's probably going to turn on you.
Cap?
Cap?
No. Cap?
Not during this fight.
He can't turn on us.
No, not during this fight. I was joking. Come on.
He's not joking. I gave you plate armor.
It could have won either way. It could have went, like, because I don't know what
he's bi-curious?
No, I don't know what you're going to do, obviously, because...
No one knows. I don't even know what Audubon's going to do.
How big is this?
Nobody knows. Gargantuan.
Well, how big is that in square form?
How many squares? Damn it.
Is that 4x4 or 5x5?
I think it's 5x5.
Jesus, fuck.
That's a big amount
that's
of
That's a big turtle.
Well, we don't know where it's coming out yet. Why don't you move the shoreline back a little bit?
Why
well,
I guess it's fine. Shut the fuck up.
Oh my god.
Oh, it's 4x4.
No, it's 4x4.
Yes!
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Oh god damn.
Yeah, angry.
Just put it in. No, it's
fine. That's the biggest.
No, that's
4x4.
It's the biggest size.
Oh, okay. I guess it's fine.
Thank you.
So, you throw it in the water.
Glad we have the number on there.
Floating. Starting to float out because you guys didn't tie a rope or anything to it because you're a bunch of fucking retards.
Ah, shit.
Just tie a rope to it.
Why isn't it filling with water? I put so many holes in it.
That's not how bodies work. So it's floating out.
Enough, you should know that.
I'm not good at murder.
We just need it to come out of the water so we can insult it.
You see him come out of the water a little bit.
You stink.
He just takes just one bite, boom, things done. And
bitch!
He sees you go, oh my god. does anyone speak Draconic or Aquan?
Actually, I might speak Draconic.
No.
Languages.
Really? You don't?
I speak Common, Dwarvish, and Inferno.
You speak Draconic or...
Yeah.
She's Alha? Uh-huh. Yep.
She might.
Damn, I do not.
I feel like I do.
You probably don't.
I can speak and thieves can't.
That's not going to help.
I do exactly.
Does it say Draconic? Look at you.
Draconic.
Hey, it's Draconic.
Call it a bitch in Draconic.
Yeah, call him a bitch.
Cuckoo! Yeah.
Ooh, very Jewish.
Oh, wow.
That would make sense.
That was a lot.
You know.
Say horde. Yeah.
Gotta drink some soda having a phlegm.
Free Palestine.
Your mother's very disappointed in you.
Stop that.
All right, fine. Don't free Palestine.
Yeah, leave them.
Free them all.
Keep them enslaved, I guess.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, he retired. Yeah, whatever. Okay.
Frankenstein.
I have no hard opinion on that situation.
Don't be a pussy. Don't be a pussy.
There's a lot going on there.
There's several different attacks. Problem.
There's so much happening.
I think Israel should bomb them into the fucking Stone Age.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I think that's the current plan.
I don't know. The Stone Age seems pretty nice. They got like dino steaks and.
You're thinking, no, that's
the Flintstones. You're thinking of the Flintstones. That's pre-Stone Age.
Yeah.
That was before the Stone Age.
Oh, no, they had stone wheels.
Yeah.
No, they did not.
Yeah, that's they did.
Yeah, they did. What the fuck was on the side of his car?
Yeah.
Stone wheels.
Jesus fucking Christ. I'm talking about the real Stone Age.
Yeah, that was. It was a documentary.
I don't even understand what's happening.
Yeah. Animated?
Humans had
they didn't have cameras back
dinosaur
then,
garbage disposals. Yeah. Everyone knows that.
It's a living.
The worst living. All right, so the Dragon Turtle comes out. He speaks Draconic. You call it a bitch. And he's like, why are you? You know I'm going to kill you. Why would you say that?
Because you're a bitch.
Oh, she's the only one I can do it. Pixie, this is your time to shine.
I'm sorry.
Pussy. Call it a pussy. That's how we started the last fight.
No, she already called it a bitch.
Now call it a pussy.
It asked you why you would even bother because you know it's going to kill you.
Stop with your bullshit.
Oh, there you go.
Ooh, super sassy, Jesus too. Christ. I love
it. That's all you need.
Nailed it.
You did it.
Nailed it. Woo. Yeah. All right. You're good for like 8 more sessions.
I can just chill here.
You did not do well.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to have a roll for Captain Olistan.
9.
Oh, you got an 18.
A 15.
Weeblow got a 15.
Hey.
Who wants to go?
I'll go before Zod.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
What'd you get, Vanta?
I have an 11 and a 16.
Oh, right, you're rolling with advantage.
Yeah.
I forgot, because you're going to cast.
This bitch just fucks around.
Vanta gets advantage.
No, everyone gets advantage on initiative.
Why?
Because you're near Captain Olaf.
Right, yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that. Hold on.
Hold the fucking
Oh, nice, 24.
Bro. Nope, still 15 for me.
And, not Zod.
No.
Automon.
Glenn. Automon.
Sorry.
Glenn got an 11. Oh, thank God for this guy. You're already paying off there, Cap.
Yeah, I'm good.
Although we put him right in the front. So.
And he
Do I have to roll for the Spectre, or does that just
that's on tagged turn.
To me? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's they're attached to your initiative.
Tag me, Bobby.
So Automon goes first.
Is this okay where he is? He's just kind of like right on the beach.
Yeah, I mean he's good. That's pretty much the only thing he can do.
Okay. Just making sure. Just give me a second. I'm sorry.
He's not very fast. So, just so you know.
For a turtle?
For a turtle.
That's interesting.
Alright, I'm just going to smack it.
Don't come back, idiot.
I'm going to go over here. Smack it.
Oh, no.
The Zah here, brah?
Not yet. I was just checking.
Does a 18 hit?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh shit. Oh shit.
Okay, well, I'm going to disengage. I'm going to back up.
Shocking.
It's probably got a pretty good reach.
I'm a rogue!
It does.
Sorry, Barry the Bush is coming out.
It has a 15 foot reach.
Ooh, well, it's a good thing I backed up more than that.
15 and 10, sorry.
Alright, Cap, it's Cap's turn.
Okay, Cap. He is going to attack it.
Make sure you adjust his AC for that plate armor.
His AC is fine.
All right.
Does he walk up to it?
Yeah.
You're so brave.
You're brave, dude. We're gonna lose our contact to the dragon.
Yeah, for sure.
We get back that plate armor if he dies.
Yeah, of course.
He rolled a 31.
Wow! Wow! Wow!
Holy smokes!
He's gonna fucking crush it.
With 2d6 slashing damage.
Should have given him a better weapon.
I mean, his weapon's fine.
Giving him a...
You want my Glaive of Radiance? No, you can't have it.
Alright.
I love it.
Oh, wait, no, it's 2d10. Shit. I might have made this guy too powerful. I just want
him to... He takes down the dry turtle. You could have done this all yourself, bud.
He's so fucking OP.
23 points of damage on the first attack.
Wow, wow, wow. Whoa, Barry, we hear some like right. Yeah.
26. Good job, this guy. Let's keep him around.
Good job, Cap.
I wonder why you're the captain of the guard.
I get it now. So handsome.
3, 4 points. Does 40 points of damage.
Wow! Holy Jesus shit!
Christ!
Yeah. Nice attack.
Probably gonna need hits like that though. This thing's probably gonna fuck us up.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. Sorry, I made him so OP. All right, he was supposed to kill you guys.
Stop, Cap.
He was not going to. Obviously, so he did 40 points.
Is it obvious?
And now it is Vonta's turn.
Maybe, right? I assume you want to run up here.
Maybe I'll call him a pussy. And
do I have advantage?
Do we have it? We basically have advantage.
Do you have advantage? Yeah, it's so hard to figure out.
Dude's really laying out 60 points of damage. You pussy.
17 plus the 10. Okay, come on.
27.
27 hit?
27 hits.
Do another roll. We'll just do all the stuff.
Oh, I didn't like that second roll.
1 and 15.
So 25.
Plus, yeah, we're still good. Yeah.
Is
yeah.
that 25 hit?
Yeah.
We'll 25 make sure.
Wait, why are you rolling with advantage?
Because
oh, because so captain. My bad. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
No, not because captain.
All right, so we're yeah, gonna apply smites. We're gonna apply smites. Hold on. What level smites do you have?
I have all the smites.
Level well, two, level.
Why are you saying not because of captain?
Level 3, 3 to 8, 3. Level 3, 4.
Right, because captain's there.
No, captain level doesn't have one, anything to do with the advantage. He only did advantage on the
initiative. So you have a level 3 smite? You said?
Did I have too many?
He gives her advantage on her hits because he's next to the large creature.
Oh, okay, yes.
Okay, yes.
But don't I get advantage anyway?
Like, what aren't I getting?
Are you sure? I feel like I get advantage.
We've been playing for years. I feel like I know how advantage works.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure. You're not. You're don't invoke your Vonta privilege.
I feel like I am Vonta. You're gonna get all Karen
on us.
Yeah.
I want to see
Karen this shit up until I get my rolls.
Oh, she's yelling again.
So you have.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have one level four.
That I'm supposed to call him
Bruce.
You have one level 4 spell slot and 3 level 3 spell slots. So you can use a level 4 and a level 3 smite.
Jesus Christ.
So it's those are 5d8 and 4d8 plus the 2d8 attack. So it's 11d8.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I'm going to do 11d8.
This is like all nukes.
May I borrow some
d8? Would you like me to just digitally roll for
just
you?
Roll. That's probably a good idea. Just roll. I'm not going to. 11d8 is enough.
Please, sir.
May I have 11d8?
68 points of damage.
Holy shit.
She's a badass. She's just doing her thing.
It's better roll than mine. I got 52.
Okay. It's Weevil's turn.
He's going to rage. He's going to run. Actually, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, he's 5, 6, 7. He can run pretty far. He's using his Dragon Slayer sword.
Of course. I would not expect that.
Does a 23 hit?
Yes.
Alright. Ah, probably missed that one. Does an 18 hit?
No.
Damn it.
That's not good.
I know. 1d8 plus 3d6. 5.
Hey, are we going to the steakhouse at 8:30? They're asking me to confirm.
Yeah, we're still going to go.
At the Bellagio.
Yeah.
At the Borgata.
23
Borgata, anywhere USA.
23?
Yeah.
That's not that great.
Well, he missed one of his attacks.
You stupid bastard.
Yeah.
What day is this? I thought you did that last weekend.
No, that's this weekend. We're going straight from here.
Okay.
You want me to confirm my reservation on today?
It is Zod's turn.
All right. Hexblade Curse, first and foremost. That's my bonus action.
Okay. Gotta remind me what that does.
Okay.
He's remembered.
Yeah. I gain a bonus damage roll against the cursed target, which equals my proficiency bonus. Any attack roll I make against the cursed target is a critical hit on a 19 or 20. If the target dies, I regain hit points equal to my warlock level plus my charisma modifier. And also,
so strong.
If the target cursed by your hexblade curse hits you with an attack roll, roll a d6. On a 4 or higher, the attack misses you, regardless of the roll.
Snap.
What
that's actually really good.
So if you attack me,
you're the 50%
I get to roll
chance.
A d6, and if I roll anything higher than a 4, it misses me, no matter what, even if it's a d20.
A 4 or higher.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, 4 or higher.
That's a 50% chance. Yeah,
pretty,
that's
pretty
awesome.
Pretty fucking good, right?
Yeah.
That is pretty good.
But primo. None of that's going to really work right now because I'm going to do Finger of Death. So constitution saving for you, sir.
It probably like has that. A pretty good constitution.
The finger blasting of death.
Finger ball, yeah, but he needs to be a 20.
I want to die.
Roll badly,
please.
Avi.
Yeah, you got to roll constitution saving throw.
Roll, you stupid bitch.
Oh, constitution very high.
Yeah, no, yeah, I figured.
It's 10.
Yeah.
Even after you added your modifiers in, yeah, what did you fucking roll?
5.
That's pretty bad. All right.
It's not a good first round for the turtle. Do you have a name? Does he have a name?
Do you have a name?
She would have that.
Khonshu?
32 points of damage.
Okay.
Hey, Vanta, ask it if it has a name.
Do you have a name?
Yes.
What is your name?
Fuck you.
So we tell it so we can write it on your gravestone.
Oh!
Wow.
That was brutal.
Eat shit, turtle. Tell us what your name is.
No.
Otherwise, your gravestone is just going to say turtle bitch.
Oh, I think our food's here.
Yay!
Likely story.
Yeah, food's here.
All right.
Pause.
Well, good. It's Glenn's turn.
Pause. He's turning again.
I don't have any mental health problems.
Yes.
They're not okay. Problems.
When you close I have mental health problems. Oh.
When you close your eyes, all you see is Chinese people dying.
Yeah, it's funny. It puts me to sleep.
That's not a sign to you.
You are horrifying as a human. I just want you to know that.
I'm serious. I think if you were raised like me, you'd be a serial killer.
Are you a serial killer?
Yeah, you're lucky you grew up in a loving household.
Wow. My home life was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
I had a great childhood.
That's the only thing that's kept you.
I have nothing to complain about my childhood.
Then why?
It's like I'm like
why are you
our
the
families
way you
are
want?
Very similar.
Yeah, just very laid back. Yeah. Everybody got along.
Okay.
Still tight to
no
this day.
No uncle stabbed me.
That must be nice.
That was
makes no sense.
Our brothers didn't playful kick stab us in the urinals.
It was a playful stabbing.
It was a playful kick.
All right. So
the accursed specter is going to now fuck.
When I would want to hang out with my older brothers and their friends, they used to scream separate friends at us.
That's pretty good. All right, but I get a disadvantage because it's daytime.
It hurts.
On my attack.
All right, well, whatever.
I think about it all the time.
That's funny.
But it's not.
Does it 10 hit?
No.
Okay.
It's not even close.
Where the fuck did all this water come from?
I brought it down. I figured you guys were out of water. Can I actually get one too?
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
That Big Bean is one hell of a guy.
I try.
Thanks, Big Bean.
No problem.
You were raised right.
Mm-hmm. No, I wasn't.
Give credit to his parents.
In a stabby way.
No,
man. Light that. Stabbing.
That was my uncle.
Playful stabbing.
Playful stabbing. All right.
Wait, quick question. So, yes. I attacked with the Spectre.
Yeah.
I can't just like disengage and move him away, right? Now that I have attacked?
No.
Okay. No.
Just making sure.
You can.
Hold on. I give you that ability. I have that. Attack. You can borrow it.
I just wanted to make sure.
And he'll probably go bye-bye. I figured. Yeah.
I have that ability.
Might you have it?
You can borrow it.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
That was very handy.
You're welcome.
So, I think I only have HP.
Right on.
Oh, wait. No, I do have. No, that's that was a Lenovo. Shit. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
All right, ready?
Yeah, been ready.
All right, the fly-y thing is going to fly. And it's going to, yep.
Fly-y thing.
It's so going to do 2 bite attacks.
Okay.
I think it gets to do 2 attacks.
Okay.
Actually,
we are not going to get as far as I thought we would.
By the way, Bruce, tonight I want to talk loudly about politics on the floor.
Yeah, fine. Yeah. Oh, actually, it has an innate. It's going to cast Shield on Weeblo.
Okay.
So.
Wait, what does that do? Shield is not only good.
Shield is supposed to be self. Are you sure you can cast
and
on
Shield's
somebody
Shield's only
else?
Good if you're a, like, you don't have any armor.
Oh, it's
no, that's not true.
No.
It just gives you +2 AC.
You sure?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, it is self, though. Oh, it's going to cast on itself, then. That's fine.
Okay.
You're thinking of mage armor.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, wait, no, it's only 1 round. Well, never mind. I'm not gonna. Do
oh
that.
Right, because you shield. It's a reaction. I forgot about that. Yeah,
sounds pretty gay to me.
You used to do that all the time. Shield.
Yeah.
Shield.
I still have it. Yeah. Oh no, I think I got rid of it because I found out that I'm not allowed to have it.
great.
Yeah, after like 2 years of using it, I was like, oh, I'm not supposed to be using this.
Nice. Does a 20 hit?
Just.
Yes. You're fucked now, buddy.
Oh my god.
That's what it's saying.
I know, I still have it.
That's what's saying.
9 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
Make a constitution saving throw.
Alright, hold on. Can I take the damage first?
Sure.
Shield's a reaction, you know that?
Yeah. Well, I remember now, yeah.
Just letting you know.
Constitution save?
Yeah.
DC.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 13.
DC 13.
Yay!
Damn it.
Uh-huh.
All right, now it's Glenn's turn. He's going to cast Flame Strike.
Okay.
Which is a level 5 spell.
Is the AFC Championship today or tomorrow?
I think it's tomorrow at 6:30. Yeah, because it's a 10-foot radius, so it can he cast it in the middle.
Okay.
It needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
19.
Made it. The half as much fire and radiant damage.
So it doesn't do any damage with the fire because he's resistant. You don't do quarter damage.
Yeah, you do half a half.
I don't think you do half a half. Pretty sure. But the radiant damage you get.
Fine. 10, 6, 8 points of fire damage.
Radiant damage.
Radiant damage.
Okay.
Alright, now it's turn.
It's turn, and let's see where you guys are.
Glad I backed up.
By the way, did you see they're making an It show?
I did. It's in the past,
Welcome
right?
Welcome to Derry, yeah.
Ooh, are they going to have a whole episode on the orgy?
Probably.
Maybe.
Nice.
But they're bringing back a Skarsgård guy to be Pennywise again.
His name is
I mean, he
Skarsgård.
Was great.
Skarsgård.
He's not Skarsgård guy.
Skarsgård guy.
What are the tokens there?
This is the cap. This is the specter. This is the celestial.
Okay.
And this is Vanta.
This is Automon.
I got that. I'm just trying to think about what to do. All right, so he's going to... I guess he's going to attack...
That's Glenn.
Weeblo.
Oh, come on. Sorry.
First with the bite. Does a natural 20 hit.
Maybe.
Then with a claw. Does a... 22 hit. Sorry, 21 hit.
Yes, 21 hits.
Okay, and that's a miss. Pretty sure. Unless a 17 hits.
No.
Okay.
On my shield.
Alright, so... So that's 30 points of piercing damage for the bite.
Uh-huh.
And 10 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
So it'll be 15 points halved for everything.
Yeah, 20 points. Huh? 30 and 10.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, you're right. So 20 points.
All right.
And... Let's see. That's pretty much all you can do. It is Automon's turn.
Not going to be good for this turtle. Go ahead, Automon. You have to move 25 feet up, by the way. So if you can't go 15 feet back, it's probably not worth bothering.
Why don't you shut the fuck up?
Oh my god, he's just trying to help.
Just trying to help.
Yeah, I didn't even want to move up. Don't move me.
Oh, you don't want to move up?
Maybe.
He wants to move up.
Yeah, he has no other option.
Yeah,
I have options.
All right, fine. What's your option?
He's cast web. Why? Why would you do that?
Globe of darkness.
Yes. Good old globe of darkness. Nothing.
Oh, I do a fireball.
No, that's a huge radius. It would hurt everybody.
Fireball. No!
Why?
Oh,
yeah, I'm going to move up.
Whoopsies.
I get advantage, right?
Yeah, now we all have advantage.
Jesus fucking Christ. My rolls today are bad.
And your RP.
Well, that's always bad. Is it 15 hit?
No.
His AC's 20.
I tried my best.
That's it. You get one attack.
I get one attack.
Pussy. Sorry. Shouldn't you be doing other stuff, like as a rogue?
What do you want me to be doing?
I don't know. Like,
sounds like you got a case of the shitters.
My whole thing is sneak attack, and I have to hit for sneak attack to come in.
True.
All right, it's Cap's turn.
Cap's turn. So Cap is going to make his two attacks.
You're so strong.
Three attacks. He needs three attacks.
If Cap kills the dragon turtle, it's going to be hilarious.
That would be hilarious.
That's a hit.
If he does another 60 points of damage, he might.
That's a hit.
Jesus Christ.
All hits.
Nice.
Go, Cap. Yeah, fuck, go, Cap.
Cap, I want
to I'll call you whatever you want, man. Enjoy it.
Yeah. Jeez. We're getting rid of you, Automon. We're replacing you, Cap.
No, come
you can
on.
Have all of us in there. No.
I'm the wild card.
He makes three attacks.
I'm the wild card.
You make no attacks.
Everyone else is very straight, okay? I am the wild card. What's he going to do? No one knows.
Yeah. That's what you that want.
Always hurts
that's
us.
What you want in an adventuring party.
What are you talking about? He got a specter from my last wild card.
Arlen's doing
Jesus
well.
Christ. He did. Yeah, he does. It's a crushing blow attack, which does 7d10.
Jesus Christ.
7d10?
Even on average, you're getting 35 out of that.
He's fucking Captain of the Guard. You guys were an adventurer.
He used to be an adventurer. Like Captain America. God. Super soldier over here.
Throw your shield at me, Poppy.
If he turns on us, we have to kill him real fast.
Real fast.
That's not, we don't want to hit any
no,
of
No, I don't want to fuck with Cap.
We got to pound his ass good.
What's that?
Yeah, pound it. Pound it deep.
Please stop.
Look at his ass. He's taking it, all of it.
He just took it. He's all.
He's not even fighting.
We can't. We have no more to give.
I am drained.
He's keeping it, too.
Jesus
we
Christ,
gave it,
Cap.
He kept it. Now we're done.
It in there.
He did 81 points of damage.
Jesus, holy shit!
Holy crap!
Oh my god!
I don't mind.
You know what? You know what? I don't mind selling him the plate armor.
No, I feel good about it. Yeah.
This was worth it.
This backfired a little bit by making him like your level.
Holy sweet mother of God.
Okay, it is
and he's so handsome.
When we get to the dragon army, all we need to do is give him a bunch of gold, and we'll just do whatever we want.
Here's 500
gold.
Yeah,
we got 20,000 gold. Like, all right, whatever.
Got advantage, no?
Well, shit, okay. Yes.
See?
12 and 10.
Which
you plus
22. Yeah.
10.
You're good.
You make two attacks.
Shesha.
Hit with both.
Shesha.
Shesha.
It's very Japanese of you.
Annyeong.
Hangyang.
Only 2d8.
Should we watch that?
Well, you can add smites.
Yeah, you can.
Hangyang.
9 plus 4. 13 oh. plus. Hold on.
It's not 9 plus 4. Let's pick the higher there, too.
I'm going to close my garage
six.
Door. Just fuck with my
sorry.
Family.
6 plus 4.
What?
It was a 6, not a 9.
Why are you adding them together? Oh, you did 2d8. It gets 2d8. Two attacks.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Wait, what are you...
I thought you
I
were...
don't have any more juice. Sorry, go ahead.
She did two attacks.
Okay.
So it's 1d8 per attack.
Yeah.
2d8.
And then you're not going to do any smites? You should have more smites.
I should, but my laptop died.
Oh, so...
You did one level 4 smite and one level 3, so you have two level 3 left.
I need more die.
Wait, what do you use your
here, I'll do
laptop
8,
for?
8d8 is what that is, because it's 4d8.
Because you have paper.
It's just a reference.
Do you want me to do a digital roll for you?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
probably good.
Yeah.
An additional 35 points of damage.
Jesus Christ. So that was 35 and you got an 8?
10
plus your
modifier,
which would be
another 10.
No,
so 55.
No, it was plus 5.
Plus 5 on each attack.
Plus oh yeah, okay, 10, so, 10. So 55 total. Jesus, fuck.
She's a bitch.
Weeblow's turn.
So strong.
Come on, do a blow.
Imagine her on her menzies. Oof.
Both hit.
She'd be hitting us all.
I mean, just pouring blood.
Everywhere.
She's already, and she's already kind of a demon, so.
Right.
I love it.
Slayer.
Oh my god.
6, 7, 13, 15... 21, 22, 26, 42.
Jesus fucking Christ.
48 points of damage.
He doesn't look too good.
Hey, you okay?
Zod.
It's not because of you.
I was going to nuke him, but now I don't know if I even
just Eldritch Blast.
I start fights. Well. I don't finish them.
All right, that's true. You get three Eldritch Blast that's attacks, though.
So. All right, let me do that.
You don't get advantage, though, because you're ranged.
Oh, man. Ooh. Horrible.
Oh, they are horrible.
One. Five.
A natural one?
A natural one and one hit.
So someone's going to get hit with your Eldritch Blast.
Oh, shit.
You have to roll a D, whatever, at that point. It's either one of us in the front here, a D6.
Blast me, Poppy.
You have to roll a D6.
Oh, I thought you were rolling it.
I'm not the DM.
Don't yell at me. Five.
I don't know. Where do you want to start counting from?
All right, we'll do one, two, it's three.
Here, we'll start. We'll re-roll. One, two, we'll start with a reblown go around.
Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Yeah, it's just going around.
Yeah, yeah. Going around. Five.
All right. One, two, three, four, five. Oh, I'll hit my celestial.
That's not so bad.
Yes.
And you take
400 points of damage.
9 points of damage.
It's got so much left.
Yeah.
Good. Excuse me. And then for the actual hit.
Oh, yeah. Does that have 89 left?
88.
Holy shit.
Okay, so 14 points of damage on the other one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your Spectre can attack.
My Spectre will attack. At a disadvantage. Actually, does that cancel out since he's now up against? Because I get a disadvantage because it's sunlight out.
It's still sunlight, even if you're in the shadow.
But I mean, but since I get a technical advantage because I'm up against the creature, does that cancel out?
Yeah, if it's a melee attack, yeah.
Okay, cool. I don't think if you hit, your Spectre might be taking him out.
18.
No.
Ah.
All right, so he didn't.
Glenn.
Glenn's turn.
Where's Audemon's first? Okay, yeah.
He just went.
I missed.
All right, Glenn is going to. Well, first his guy's gonna make a little attacky. Does a nope.
Attacky attack! Don't talk back.
And Glenn is going to cast. Fucking hell! Just cast another flame strike. Make a dexterity saving throw.
No.
Oh, he said no.
Yeah, he made it.
So just the radiant damage. 7, 10, 11 points of radiant damage.
It halved, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So he's dead. He's died on that one.
He had 2 points left. Was like that thing from Top Gun. Oh, let me know if his condition changes. He's dead.
Hey, we did it, boys!
All right.
Ah, man, that was great.
Good job, Cap.
Captain Olsen is like, this is what I miss. I miss this.
Yeah, you did a great job.
Thanks. Well, do you want to...
Hold on, what's our XP?
What's our ding-dings?
18,000 divided by 6.
So 3,000 each?
Yeah.
Nice. 150, 10.
Because Captain Olsen definitely lifted a lot in that fight.
Did he level up?
Yeah, he's now level 45.
Oh my god,
Jesus,
that's his age. All right, where do you think his horde is?
Probably underwater. Can you guys get underwater? You're probably you got magic users and shit, right? Can you get underwater somehow, air breathing shit?
Air breathing shit, huh?
Like you should have something.
I don't need too much.
My thing says air breathing shit.
No, it doesn't.
You have not had much water in this game.
I know. I'm aware.
Hold on, let me see here.
What if I sneak attack the ocean?
It's not none of that. First, it's not the ocean. It's a lake. It is a saltwater lake, so you could try.
Let's see, what does Glenn have? Anything we could use? Cure wounds.
Mm. Good.
Sanctuary. Enhance ability. I mean, we could swim.
It's going to be real fucking deep.
I can't, I'm black.
Oh my god.
Ew.
Got him.
Just kidding. I love you guys. You guys are
wait. Good. Doesn't anyone have like find familiar?
No.
Why would no? We're not wizards.
Nobody has familiars.
I thought you had a familiar.
Oh wait, he's a wizard. You have wizard spells.
You don't have find familiar.
I do, but I don't have familiar.
Okay.
Well. I have control water.
Oh, that sounds. Promising.
I could do that.
That might work. What does that do?
I have until fireball.
The spell ends, you control any freestanding water inside an area you choose that is a cube up to 100 feet on each side.
Wow. So you could just walk through the water.
You can cause water in the area to move apart and create a trench.
Nice!
Is that how... Shit, who was that?
Moses.
Thank you. I was going to say Noah.
I
was
like, so right. I can do that. I would. We would need to take a long rest here because I'd have to redo my spells in the morning. So.
I mean, it's probably worth it.
We can rest here.
All right.
Get rid of my specter. He's dead now.
Aww. Oh, no.
Bye, Phil.
We love bye, this Phil. This
you did a good job.
You did great stuff on C-SPAN.
All right, so it's the next morning.
No, hold on.
Wait, it's is Phil Spector the Xbox guy?
No.
No, he was a Fed, right?
He's the pedophile.
Yeah.
Oh, who am I
thinking? Phil Spector was a music producer.
Who am I thinking of that was part of the Federal Reserve for years?
You're thinking of Alan Greenspan.
That is who I'm thinking of.
I could see how you would mix
yeah. Big, big difference.
It's very the same.
Yeah, obviously. Phil Spector was the guy that had that crazy hair. I don't know if you've seen yeah. pictures of him. He's hysterical looking.
Was he a music producer?
Yeah.
What did he produce?
Like
all the hits?
Yeah. This dude. Definitely seen this picture before.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Jesus Christ. What did you say? He's a rapist?
Yeah, I think that's what he got arrested for.
Classic.
Good old Phil.
Classic Phil. Phil, they said no.
Let's see. Awards. What did he win awards for? He was nominated for a George Harrison song.
Oh, you George Harrison. George album. Harrison.
We were getting I was getting a bunch of errors yeah. from our Azure. Site and it was like, oh, it's failing, blah blah blah.
Yeah,
and it was because the permissions to make that file share available to on prem because we have something that syncs to an on prem thing just went away. We don't control that permission, so what something some other team did just blew away.
It's fine. That's fine. Other teams. Sometimes network teams will also change subnets.
Oh, that's
but,
right.
Like, you just
he murdered someone, that's what it was.
Oh, my God.
Girlfriend.
Nah.
What'd she do?
She probably deserved it.
But it's just okay. like I try to put every like I tried to make everything our responsibility in Azure for that reason.
Right.
I just don't trust any other team to do anything or control anything or maintain anything.
As you should.
You're that's absolutely correct.
I would. The worst part is like we're infrastructure and automation. So like we sit there and we're like, okay, here's your infrastructure. We made it for you. And then I also have to work with those teams to be like, now how are you going to interact with them?
Do you want me to do that
with
too?
With my computer.
Right. I was like, where are you going to put secrets? Let's talk about this for a little while.
I was going to put them in clear text on... Yeah.
No, our data team's actually pretty good.
What's a secret?
It's something you shouldn't say.
Big Bean thought I was kidnapped the other day because I was like, oh, this guy on the data team is actually pretty good. I like working with him. And he's like, who are you? Where
did you come from?
Where's Cliff?
Blink twice if it's...
Yeah.
Chris is pretty good.
Yeah, the nice part is like I'm used to working with data people who are just data.
No, he's right? good too.
Like anything outside of that, they're like, I don't understand. This guy's like, oh yeah, we should do whatever. And I was like, yeah, we should do whatever. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Nova's good too. You just haven't interacted with him.
Nova?
Well, like he's Nova very Eastern European.
Very Eastern European.
Holy shit.
Well, he's from Azerbaijan, so.
Like, Chris at least has some personality. Nova is just so fucking.
Fucking horrifying.
Oh,
he
my
is very
God.
Dry. He's as dry as you can get.
Oh, my God. It's fucking brutal.
Anyway.
Is his family like, being murdered in that war that's going on right now?
Maybe.
I don't know what you're talking about. There's no
probably why he's a little Krabby Patty.
Is your family dead?
So
get with the fucking
you find the hoard. I'm just gonna say you find the hoard. It has 1,300 platinum pieces.
Oh my God!
Holy shit!
It's a lot. And a bunch of art objects.
Put it in the bag of holding.
That are all wet. No, he protected them.
This painting is ruined. Why would you hold?
Oh my God!
Well,
it's all watercolor.
We already have 22,000 22,000 platinum?
No, that can't be possible.
How dare you? He says he has it.
He wrote it down.
I have 22,000 something, and then 40,000 silver.
Gold pieces?
Are you sure it's not copper pieces?
It looked like a P here.
That's got to be copper pieces.
Is it PP?
Not EP.
Downgrading all of our...
Yeah, right.
I don't copper, use it. Sure. Okay.
Whatever. Platinum, yeah, you said?
What is this, Columbia?
And what's our art?
You get a carved wooden staff with electrum studs worth 900 gold pieces. You might as well just write down the gold piece worth because you're just going to sell it all. Well, just put, so I know what you're selling, just put the description.
Art from?
Carved wooden staff.
Dragon turtle.
With electrum studs, 900 gold pieces.
Dragon turtle.
Fine leather merchant's cap.
Will you drink?
I'm good, thanks.
900 gold pieces.
1,800 gold pieces.
Now you gotta, how are you going to sell it if you don't know what it is? Like, you're not going to go up and go, look, I got shit.
Staff with emeralds. Got it.
Electrum, but that's fine. Emeralds works too. Just put down how much it's worth. Leather merchant's cap. 900. Can you close that? Oh my god. You're the fucking worst. Ivory chalice engraved with draconic scales, 1,000 gold pieces.
This is wordy. This is all very wordy.
An ivory puzzle box engraved with arcane runes. You can just put ivory puzzle box.
Well, a puzzle box?
Yeah.
Like from Hellraiser?
Yeah.
So I almost didn't buy the sweatshirt because of this.
900 gold pieces. What does it say?
When I die, where will I go?
And some woman through the... I was buying some groceries. She's like, I'm going to heaven. And I was like, oh yeah?
Okay. I'm buying the sweatshirt, bitch.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
Why are you talking to me? Ivory brooch, 800 gold pieces.
I also believe in invisible people.
Jasper coffer.
Jasper.
400 gold pieces. A linen gown threaded with electrum, 800 gold pieces. Jesus Christ. What? Merchant's cap, 500 gold pieces. A silver ewer. Inlaid with meandrus of platinum, 600 gold pieces. Used to say silver cup. Stoneware plate, 700 gold pieces. I don't know why, but there you go. And a velvet sash,
like a plate made out of stone. 1,200
gold pieces. Total is 9,000 gold pieces in art. So that's a good haul. Got 13,000 gold plus 900, so you got 22,000 gold worth of shit.
It was worth it.
I guess it's all going into the whole bag of holding. You have like a fucking museum in your bag of holding.